report on this Black Friday. What an information-packed broadcast. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Sharon Brower, as an extra added benefit, giving you all sorts of information, covering the just a great swath of information. Don't forget, folks, Health Masters sale. Thanks 16. THANKS. Thanks 16. You get, well, if you act right, if you act in the next 3 seconds, you'll get 100% off of everything. No, it was, yeah, no. Time's up. Okay, so if you act now, 10% off with Thanks 16. Remember when Rush Limbaugh used to do that? His commercials. I don't know. That was back in the late 80s, early 90s. Anyway, Ted Brower is back. We got some serious stuff to talk about. Ted Brower. By the way, I mentioned Greenovative last hour. Folks, greenovative.com. That's greenovative.com, the GMAG. You got to use promo code Hagman. I forgot to say that before. Promo code Hagman. See? Now, on Health Masters, promo code is Thanks16. So, not to be confused. Ted.
Hey, Doug. Oh, hey, by the way, I have done research on Elvis Presley's colon.
Okay, and, well.
well, no, I know it's terrible. But I brought it up, and I, like I told you, I thought that 60 pounds was probably an urban myth, and you're absolutely right. Well, they're saying it was closer to 30 pounds, and basically that's ridiculously big, too. And
well,
he
that's
weighed,
better.
Well, that's still horrible. And he said he basically weighed about 350 pounds, and he had impacted feces in there. They said that had been up there for up to 4 months. Now, whether any of that's true or not, I don't know. I mean, it's been so long ago since he died in 70, so it's been 40 years ago. But what's interesting about this, let me give you the size of this colon. It had gotten huge. According to Dr. Nick, Elvis's actual doctor, the autopsy revealed that the Presley's colon that was 5 to 6 inches in diameter, whereas a normal colon is 2 to 3 inches. Okay, that's 6 inches in diameter versus a 2 to 3 inch colon. That's huge. And instead of being the standard 4 to 5 feet long on the colon, his colon was 8 to 9 feet in length. It was stretched out. And what happens with this is the opiates. Opiates basically stop you from using the bathroom, Doug. They basically get you really, really constipated. I know a few years ago when I had to go in for an injectable type of back surgery, it was like 8 years ago, they had given me some morphine. And there's oral morphine. And I remember after I'd taken this stuff for like 2 days, I mean, the bowels just stop moving completely. You just get plugged up. I mean, everything kind of pretty much stops working. That's why they give you the morphine, you know, when you're in a hospice, if you're really on a lot of morphine for an extended period of time, because it shuts down your body functions and it can also stop your breathing and your heart and everything else if you get enough of it. So what's interesting about this is that Elvis was huge, approximately 350 pounds according to this article, and his colon was massively enlarged, and this other article says it weighed up to 30 pounds. I don't know. Again, I haven't seen the autopsy results, and I doubt you're going to get autopsy results on Elvis Presley. So again, probably an urban myth on the 60 pounds. I don't know. I would think that it is. The 30 pounds sounds more in line, but 350 pounds of body weight, that's a pretty big guy. I feel so bad for him that he died in his early 40s like that, Doug. Now, let's go ahead and start talking about, do you have any comments you want to make about Elvis's colon?
Well, I have a question, just real quick, since we're talking about this rather unpleasant subject. Anyone who would get a colonoscopy, I guess, gets a kit beforehand too, that makes them, you know, eliminates all of the waste product in their digestive system. And see, you hear people joking, wow, you know, it's a, apparently, there's a lot of waste that they've got to get rid of. Can you really be walking around with stuff like, you know, in your gut that you've had there for a long time? You know, like, I don't know.
That's a great question. That's a great
like
question.
Like Hubba Bubba? Bubble
well,
gum
you
got to
remember,
in fifth grade, or
what? People aren't taking these chemicals and these compounds to cause a massive bowel movement. Unless they're going in for a colonoscopy or they're going in for surgery or whatever, they don't normally get drugs like that to do that. And right. The problem with it is if you're getting these drugs, apparently he'd been given thousands of pills and prescriptions for thousands of pills from this quack doctor that he had, you know, before his death, that he basically, you know, had completely and totally constipated himself. And that's what this doctor said after he was dead. So the morphine will do that. The opiates will do that. They'll constipate you. So yes, if you have a colon that's not working, Doug, well, I know a lady in Tallahassee, not going to mention any names, and she basically would have a bowel movement like once a month. I kid you not, whenever she started her period. Now you think, well, you're kidding, Ted. No, I'm not. I'm not kidding. Personal experience with all this way back when, 40 years ago. And what was interesting about it was that what was strange about the whole thing is that, you know, she was sick all the time. sick all the time, headaches all the time, all of it all the time, you know, acne problems all the time. And then once a month, if she started her period, she'd have a bowel movement. So guys, listen to me for a second. I don't know what Elvis Presley's colon weighed. If it was 30 pounds, if it was 60 pounds, if it was 10 pounds, I don't know. And quite frankly, I'm never going to know the actual number to that unless we can try to figure out how to get his autopsy results, which I'm sure they're quite sealed. So here's the deal. Your colon has to move two or three times a day. You need to be having a regular bowel movement two or three times a day. You don't want to pack your colon in like a sausage and have stuff build up. That puts pockets in the colon. It can cause all types of, you know, problems and infections in the colon. And we've seen it over and over and over again. It can cause appendicitis, all kinds of problems with the colon. It needs to have enough fiber and enough water on a regular basis to function properly. And that's why we tell folks, if you're having a problem with it, you got to clean your colon out, use some of the Atrialo. We even have a 7-day cleansing program that works great for a lot of people, Doug, but it's pretty extensive and it really is not for everybody because not everybody's going to do it. It's 7 days, you know, not even eating anything. And basically you do a complete cleanse for 7 days. Now I've done it a dozen times. Sharon has done it a dozen times. And I really believe it helps to reverse the aging process to the best of the body's ability to do that because it's doing actually reversing the aging process is, it's pretty difficult as far as you can slow it down, but reversing it's different. But I tell you what though, after I did a dozen of these things, I felt pretty doggone good. Now it took me about 3 years to go through the whole dozen series, but guys, listen to me for a second. I'm going to repeat it again. Some of the top experts in the field say that death begins in the colon. There's a really good book you can read by Bernard Jensen, and it's called, Tissue Cleansing Through Bowel Management. You can get it online for free. It's a free PDF, okay? It's a free PDF online, Tissue Cleansing Through Bowel Management by Dr. Bernard Jensen. And there are all kinds of health problems that were corrected by helping the folks to clean out their colon. So guys, let's change subjects here. I've had enough of all this.
Thank you, yeah. All right.
Okay, here's the thing. This quantum computer, this is crazy. This is like the CIA doing their thing again. And I've talked about this repeatedly, how we basically given over our rights to our government by electing officials who don't represent us. These officials have given it over to the military. The military have given it over to the CIA. The CIA has given it over to the magicians and the sorcerers. And the sorcerers have given it over to the AI, quantum computer intelligence, what they're trying to do, which is an interface with Lucifer. Now, I'm explaining to you how that works right now, exactly how they're doing all of this. Here's what's interesting. Jordia Rose, the founder, he's a man, of D-Wave, the recent clients for Google and NASA, believes the power of quantum computing is that we can exploit parallel universes to solve problems that we have no other means of confirming. Simply put, quantum computers can think exponentially faster and simultaneously such than as they mature, they will outpace us. In other words, he's saying it's like an artificial intelligence that's going to grow and develop and become smarter and smarter and smarter, kind of like Cyberdyne did in the movies, The Terminator, and finally it starts to take over everything. Now, but what's interesting about this is they're saying that they don't really understand how this thing works. It operates in a very, very cold environment, like 270 degrees below zero, and actually lines up the molecules, the atoms inside of this computer. But they don't understand how it works. Now, here's the thing that bothers me with all of this, and nobody's asking this question. Okay, this thing looks like a giant monolith. It actually plans to grab the shadows of other parallel universes and bring them into our reality. Basically, these machines can be used to bring demons from parallel universes into our world and communicate with them. In addition, it'll allow Lucifer in his realm, in his dimension, to run the machine, which is what I believe they're doing with this machine, and they're tying it over to Lucifer. So what it's done and what it's designed to do is operate outside of our known time space in an alternative dimension. Now, if that sounds absolutely crazy to you, it sounds crazy to me too. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Where did they get this technology? They don't even understand how it works. Now think about that. It's almost as if Lucifer shows up one day, gives them a set of plans and says, here, build this. I think this will help you guys to figure out how to build an artificial intelligence computer, not bothering to tell them that it will interface back into his dimension and allow him to control our physical reality. Since they've already tagged this now with Morgellons, nanofibers, nanochips, all these different chemicals and compounds in the chemtrails that we've inhaled that have massively influenced and affected our immune systems. All of this stuff is designed to bring us into this transhumanistic agenda, Doug, in which they'll be able to meld human beings with machines. And they have all this micro dust and smart dust that we've already inhaled and been in, and already ingested. Now, the good news about that is here in Florida, where I live, it's been a couple of weeks. We had chemtrails for a couple of days after the election, and we haven't had any more chemtrails now for about 2 weeks. The skies are actually turning blue again where we live, and I haven't seen any aerosol spraying from the planes in several weeks, which is actually quite refreshing, and I mean that in a very real sense. So, guys, I want to talk about this some tonight. I want to talk about what our responsibility is now that they're trying to tie us into a machine, that they got the plans from who knows where, that they don't even know how it works and how it interfaces with alternative dimensions. This also goes back to CERN, Doug, this big thing that's got its own, basically, it's like its own country, it's a sovereignty, this CERN, you know, collider in Switzerland. They want us, and with Sheba, the god out there, you know, this mythological god sitting out there, basically in front of this giant collider. You know, we've had planes, after they turn this thing on, fall from the sky. We've had earthquakes all around the planet. We don't know what it's going to do to our ecosystem, and we certainly don't know what it's going to do to the magnetic field around the planet that protects us from solar radiation. So I want to talk about all of that stuff tonight. But Doug, what do you think about the initial stuff I've said about this?
It's fascinating, and yeah, just continue. There's nothing I can really add that would add to this topic at this moment. So
this is one of those weird topics again that, you know, I'd like to talk about, because it's one of those things that we've talked so many times about the AI. We've talked about that on your show, but we've never talked about how it interfaces with Lucifer and how it's interdimensional. That's the only way it could do it. And the craziest thing to me is, it's just absolutely loony. I'm going to say it again. They don't know how it works, but they turned it on anyhow. This goes right back to these dummies back in the 50s exploding hydrogen bombs in the Van Allen radiation belt just to see what would happen. Some of them had postulated that they believed that if they blew out the Van Allen radiation belt with these hydrogen bombs, that they would vent the atmosphere off the planet. We would all suffocate within a matter of hours. But they decided to do it anyway. I mean, really? That's just how these guys think and how they do. You know, the book in the Bible of Daniel, I'm going to read you a verse out of the Bible real quick. I love the Bible. Read it all the time. And it's basically asking, you know, who in the world... It says in Daniel 10:13, and it says, "But the prince of Persia kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael the archangel, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia." Now, people say, well, who is that? Who is the person that he's battling? Some people have theorized that it's another fallen angel. Some people have theorized it's Lucifer himself. Some writers have actually given it a name, and they call it Erevan, which is a Persian reference to the prince of Persia of the air. I mean, this is our watch in the United States right now. The future of the United States, Doug, and of this planet, is our responsibility. That's why so many of us as patriots got together for Donald Trump, and we said, hey, we're not going to do it. We're not going to allow Clinton to win this. People need to wake up. It's our responsibility to wake up as many people as we possibly can, or at least we need to try. I mean, we're kind of like on the wall, and we're watching these troops coming, and we have to warn the people that are sleeping to wake up. You know, we're basically beings that we have this shot in our life. Okay, this is our moment. This is where we're here. You know, God put us here for a purpose. We were called according to his purpose. Okay, the balance right now between good and evil is literally visceral. You can feel it. It's palpable. I mean, Doug, before the election, everybody could feel it. Everybody could feel what was going on with Hillary, what was going on with Donald, and we began to realize that this is literally, we're playing for blood. Now, I'm not being facetious here, because we've read the Podesta files. We are playing for blood on this thing. These guys are playing over life and death, and that's what these guys do. This artificial intelligence, this Luciferian computer, this is like the nature of evil they want to tie us all into. CERN is literally opening up gates. Remember L. Ron Hubbard and Jack Parsons, they opened gates in the other dimensions. Aleister Crowley also opened these other gates. Now we're opening up new gates with CERN. We have an entirely new level of gates being opened right now in Switzerland at CERN, letting who knows what into our environment here, into our dimension. Okay. Lucifer, you always see this when you start doing research into the occult. He's cold. I mean, when you have like a cold breeze will come into a room when you have some type of demonic possession that occurs. He's very metallic. Remember, he cannot create life, but he can create machines. I'm going to repeat that. He cannot create life, but he can create machines. Now, he can take life that God created, and he can basically screw it up by messing with the DNA code. We saw that in Genesis chapter 6. He's got that ability to basically cross genetic domains, but he does not have the ability to create life out of nothing like Yahweh can do. So that's why he still answers to God, because God's still in the upper dimension. But we need to realize this. This is his planet that he's running right now, and he's basically the God of this earth. You know, he had Lucifer came before Jesus and asked Jesus to bow down and worship him, and he would give him all of these different kingdoms. Adam basically lost the planet with Eve in the Garden of Eden, and God now has had this chess game, so to speak, going on. Of course, it's a lot more complicated than that, but it's just good and evil thing going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And now we need to realize something. This is so important. We have to realize that we have now been basically penetrated, our bodies have, with all of these heavy metals. We've digested all of these microfibers. We've got all of this stuff in our DNA. We've eaten all of this GMO food. A few weeks ago, Doug, we did a show with you guys. I guess it's been a couple months ago now. And we said the areas in the world where they give us the GMO foods are the highest areas in the world that has Morgellons. Now, guys, listen to me for a second. This is so important. This Morgellons is a cross-domain species. It's plant, animal, fungus. And what it does, it actually incorporates itself into our DNA. It's like a biomarker on us. They can literally read, I believe, our DNA now from these biomarkers that they put in there, these antennae they put inside of us. It's super important that you maintain a really strong immune system. We've got a protocol at healthmasters.com for your immune system. You need to be on black seed oil every day. That's B-L-A-C-K, black seed oil. You need to be on vitamin C every day, vitamin D3 every day, potassium iodine every day. I take those without fail. Because remember, all of this is going to tie back into electromagnetism, all of these hidden technologies they've been working on with DARPA. This is some crazy stuff, and we've talked about it in depth in your show. But remember this, guys. The whole planet is starting to die. We have entire forests that are dying now. Not just the bees. The forests are dying. The earth is literally just having all kinds of problems, and it's because of what they're doing to the earth. You know, I know Dane Whittington says that we basically have put the planet in a straitjacket with these chemtrails and with this HARP technology that we've developed from Tesla. Guys, you know, we have zero-point energy right now. We have that available to us. Tesla discovered that. He knows how to tie into it. He was able to do that with the Wharton-Cliff Tower. We have more energy in a cubic meter of air around us. We can power our homes and our cities for an entire year from that energy in that 1 meter. Cars don't need to burn fossil fuels. Cars can use zero-point energy. The problem is the Luciferian elite controlled the oil fields and the coal fields and all the other things that are out there, and they're able to go in now and make huge amounts of money on all of these different technologies, and they don't want to bring zero-point energy to us. Okay, they want to be quote-unquote gods with a little g. They want to become transhumans. They want to basically meld and go with machines. They don't care they're destroying the ecosystem. They don't care they're destroying forests. They don't care they're destroying, you know, hundreds of species every single day. They don't care. Okay. This is basically Satan's little thing. These are his elites that are doing this. These are the guys like Podesta who go to the soul cooking parties. I just watched a video this morning. I was extremely disturbed by it, Doug. And it was by a lady who did a bunch of research on Britney Spears' latest video, basically called, it was called Slumber Party. And what Britney did is she actually took Eyes Wide Shut, the movie with Stanley Kubrick, and she did a music video on that, in which she's walking through the crowd dressed in red, which is a symbolic color of the occult, and basically walks in and sees Lucifer symbolized by a lightning bolt across his face, tattooed across his eye. And she basically then goes into this whole place where they're having these crazy sex acts, and they're barely making it so it's not X-rated or even R-rated on this video they're showing on YouTube. And then what happens is she crawls to Lucifer at the end of this video for his approval on her hands and knees. Now, guys, this is what Hollywood's putting out. Britney Spears is a complete and total prodigy of MK Ultra through the Disney studios. This is exactly what's happened to her. It's what happened to a bunch of these other girls, including Miley Cyrus. And this is something you don't need to be allowing your children to watch. You don't need to be watching it. I wouldn't watch the video either. I only watched the expose of the video. It only had a few moments of the video in it. These satanic images get burned into your right brain, and they're very difficult for you to release and get rid of. This is what the elite are doing to us. This is what the Hollywood elite are doing. This is what the music industry is doing. They get together and they have these satanic sacrifices and bloodletting rituals. And we already know that's true now because we've seen the WikiLeaks. Now, when I first started talking about this, Doug, years ago on your show, I get these letters. That doesn't really happen. My response is always, look up Ted Gunderson in L.A., head of the FBI for L.A. County. Read his stuff. I'm not making this stuff up. And what ends up happening, Doug, is they get into an interlock thing in which they get into a dimensional phase lock, and they can actually pull energy from these other dimensions, and they feed these demons, and the demons in turn allow them to have what they want in their dimension. And that's what our government is trying to do with the CIA. We're trying to go into a phase lock with these demonic entities to be able to control the planet. Now, guys, this isn't okay with me, and it shouldn't be okay with you if you have any idea of this stuff that's going on around us. The spiritual aspects we have to talk about now, Doug, because of Darwinianism and eugenics, we have destroyed the spiritual aspect of most people in the United States. We've been told there's no God. We've been told there is no such thing as religion. It was all made up. We've been told there's no such thing as Satan. There's no such thing as evil. There's no such thing as good. We are just animals that are here today, dead tomorrow. There's no such thing as heaven and hell, and there are no interdimensional beings that are roaming around, even though the Bible's very clear about that. We've been told the Bible is a yep. fairy tale.
Fairy tale. That's right. I was just going to say that. Yep. Bible's a fairy tale, and the religion is the cause of all wars. But go on.
That's right.
Sorry.
That's right. And I remember years ago, I was invited to a wedding in Thailand, and I had enough free airline points, so I was able to fly over there, enough free hotel points, I could stay, so I could fly free or stay free. And this was a Jewish couple. And I'll never forget this. This was their daughter, their adopted stepdaughter, that was getting married in Thailand. And these were really good people. He was a medical doctor. She was a travel agent. And we went over there, and so he got to speak to the whole group of people that were at the wedding. And I'll never forget what he said. Now, these guys owned their own synagogue up in New York. They had a synagogue. And they actually, he was like the head rabbi, pastor at the synagogue. And he said, he started talking about the Torah. And he said, the Torah is a group of like fairy tales of stuff that never really happened, but it's just a story of just things that never happened that we like to read and talk about. He said this from the pulpit. He wanted to basically completely deny the five first books of Levitical law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And the reason for that, and I asked him later, his name was Gary. I said, Gary, why did you say that? You're supposed to be like, you know, you own a synagogue. And he goes, well, he goes, we don't really look at the Torah. We look at the Babylonian Talmud. And you guys, if you have any information on the Babylonian Talmud, you go to Dr. Chuck Baldwin, and you can read some of the stuff that he's written on the Babylonian Talmud. But guys, this is what they've done. They wanted to get rid of our belief in the Bible, the New Testament, the Old Testament. They want to take prayer out of schools, and they wanted to ridicule you if you believe in the Bible, or you believe in good, or if you realize there's an evil side of creation. They don't want you to think about any of that stuff. Okay? There's a generational difference, Doug. And we're deteriorating so rapidly, this generation, this millennial generation, is like the worst generation we've ever ridden, ever raised. And now the generation coming up right by the hind of the snowflake generation, they're ridiculous. I mean, these guys have to have Play-Doh and puppies to pet, you know, and they have to have classes canceled when Donald Trump wins an election. They go into shock because they've been put in their safe zones their whole life, and they haven't been told that they don't need to do things a different way, and they've been given a trophy for everything they've ever participated in. And guys, listen to me. This is what we've created in this country, and that's why Austin was talking about this in such detail. We've got to go back to raising men. It's so important that we do this in the United States. It's so important. The pictures that you saw, if you're watching us on YouTube, there's a 10-foot gator in the pictures, and Austin's got its mouth held open. Of course, it is dead. Austin got that thing in a boat and shot it in the head with a .45 when it tried to come after him because they were doing a gator gig one night with a permit. I mean, Austin is the real deal as far as macho. He really is. And ladies, please, he's happily married with a baby, so he is not single. I want you to know that. Okay, there's a generational difference because we are changing so quickly because of Hollywood, Doug, and because of videos like that that Britney Spears just put out, and of course Miley Cyrus, who has herself riding a giant penis in these concerts, which is ridiculous. I mean, this thing is nuts what we've allowed our children to see. And this MK Ultra mind control, I know Roseanne Barr was in this video that I watched, and she said that MK mind control runs Hollywood in the music industry. She straight called it out on the video. And it wasn't a fake. It wasn't fake. She was really doing this and really calling it out. See, we have to understand something. Our Bill of Rights has pretty much been undermined. I mean, the Fourth Amendment's pretty much gone. Privacy's gone. You know, everybody has stood around in our generation and watched it with this blithering idiot, George W., who got in and did the Patriot Act and National Defense Authorization Act. Until 2001, we were still doing pretty good with our Bill of Rights. But after 2001 and 9/11, which was completely staged, it was a inside job of rogue elements of the government and the international banking community that was involved with it, along with the Saudis and the Mossad and a bunch of other people, picked a list, who were involved in all of this stuff. And it was all designed to destroy our civil rights and civil liberties in the United States. And they've done everything they possibly can to do that in the last 15 years. Now, guys, we have a chance at this point to turn that back around, I hope and I pray, with Donald Trump. Because again, Dave Hodges asked me last year, or back, I guess, beginning of this year, if I trusted Donald Trump 100%. I told him absolutely not. I said, we don't know what he's going to do when he gets into power. Too many people have had the talk or the meeting, and they completely change everything they say they're going to do. I don't know. And of course, a lot of people now, when we don't get what we want, we call our perverted congressmen or our perverted legislation. And by the way, Doug, during that last break with Sharon, I read most of the article that you wrote on all of the prostitution and all of the pedophilia and all of these young prostitute males that they bring into Washington and these world's elite. And that was an excellent compilation of all of those different articles. And yes, you're absolutely right. It goes much worse and much deeper than most people have any idea. I remember a few years ago, Doug.
That's right. Ted, hold that thought, brother. We're up against a break. You're listening to Hagman and Hagman. Ted Brower, our guest. Stay right where you're at. Dr. Ted Brower is our guest, talking about some pretty weird things. Artificial intelligence, the supercomputer. I mean, it all goes back to Genesis 6. It's all biblically based, and what's coming our way. Wow. Buckle up. Make sure your tray tables are locked. It's going to get bumpy, folks. Meanwhile, healthmasters.com. Healthmasters.com, 10% off with the promo code THANKS16. That is THANKS16. THANKS16. Take advantage of that. I mean, look, I get all of my health supplements only from Healthmasters.com. THANKS16 promo code. Take advantage of that. Do it now. I cannot think of a better loving gift for Christmas than a gift from Healthmasters. Ted. Continue, sir.
Thanks, Doug. And, you know, a lot of people ask, Doug, why in the world have we waited so long to do something? Why have we allowed 60 million babies to aborted? Why have we allowed elections to be stolen? Well, a lot of it's because of normalcy bias. We simply can't believe that this is happening around us, and we want everything to go back to the way it was. You know, we have comfort and we have convenience. You know, we have a decent car, or we have a decent home, or we have a decent lifestyle, and people are so caught up in working and earning a living and trying to pay the bills that they don't really think about how to correct this incredibly corrupt culture that we know as the United States Congress and the Senate. We have no idea how to do that because it's so bad. I remember years ago I did a seminar in a big church in Atlanta. I'm not going to mention any names now. And it was a black church. And we had a huge response as far as CD sales. And, I mean, the pastor was so nice. He was so nice. Well, a couple of years later, he has multiple people in the congregation, boys that were 16, 17 years old, that he had taken on trips with him that he had sodomized. I mean, Doug, unbelievable. And these guys had all finally had enough of it, because there were a bunch of them, and they sued him because they didn't want other boys to be sodomized by this guy. I mean, it was the nuttiest thing I'd ever been involved with, because, well, I wasn't involved in it, but I read about it, and I knew this guy personally, because I thought, why in the world would he do this? Guys, sin has no bounds. It doesn't have any stoppage because you have a robe on or you're a preacher, whether you're black or white or pink or yellow or purple. It doesn't make any difference. Sin is still sin. And guys, that's the problem with what's happening in Hollywood and what's happening in Congress. We don't want to believe that this stuff is real and it goes on around us. We don't want to believe that people sodomize and torture little children. We don't want to believe that. We don't want to think anything about any of this stuff. We want to pretend like it's not real. And I'm not going to talk about that anymore because it's too dark. I don't want to go there. But guys, it's the media and Hollywood who are the chief culprits of this. They're the ones who've done this. They're the ones who've taken us down this road with their movies and their stuff that they've done. It's the Johnson Amendment that heathen Johnson got in through Congress that basically stopped churches from talking about, you know, the truth and exposing politicians for who they were. Guys, we've got to get that repealed. Trump has to repeal that. We've got to get rid of that thing. We've got to put Supreme Court justices in who are going to be pro-life. And he has a chance now to replace like four of the Fed governors. And guys, I'm not saying that if he replaces all of the Fed governors, they're going to do what he says, because they don't have to because of the way we structured it. But he really needs to nationalize the Federal Reserve Bank. He needs to do what needs to be done and take their assets away from them that they've taken from us illegally. The Rothschild banking cartel is worth quadrillions of dollars, quadrillions, thousands of trillions. If they have their assets seized in the United States and we take what they've stolen from us as far as the blue chip stocks, et cetera, and we nationalize it, we return it back to the people of the United States, you know, we can actually change this country, and we can use the profits being made by these corporations to completely get rid of the IRS and the tax base that we need to have to sustain the infrastructure. There's all kinds of things that we can do. In fact, you go to Ron Paul's website, how he wants to return back to a gold standard to get real money and real solid money and real solid wealth back in. But we have to have a good system of credit. We cannot shut down the Federal Reserve Bank because our entire system runs through them. But we can nationalize them, and we can put somebody in control who answers to Congress. And we can print debt-free currency. There's a really good book you can read. It's called Billions for the Bankers and Debts for the People. It's completely free. It's a PDF by Shelton Emery. You can get it downloaded for free. There's another book you can read too, William Guy Carr. It's called Pawns in the Game, William Guy Carr, another PDF online, totally free. There's all kinds of things and resources you can take a look at. But guys, we've got to nationalize the assets of the Federal Reserve Bank, the Rothschilds. In other words, we've got to take the stuff back they stole from us. That's what we have to do. And we have to basically get rid of the debt they created for money out of nothing. And we need to take their assets and pay off the debt. See, they were smart what they did. They didn't just sell the money to themselves running the Treasury and running the Exchange Stability Fund and running the country. They sold it to other countries, which tied us in with debt to China and to Russia and to a bunch of other countries all around the world. We can't default on that, but we can take their stuff and pay those guys back. And what we can do, and we can start issuing debt-free currency. That's what we have to do. Is we've got to do this with the Federal Reserve, and we have to do it immediately, because these guys right now, Doug, they still control the purse strings of the United States. All they have to do is raise interest rates. The bond prices are going to continue to collapse. Stock market's going to collapse to the point that they'll allow it to collapse. Because remember, because the banks have been allowed now to take their money and buy stocks and bonds and literally gamble with your savings that you have in that bank, they don't have to let the stock market fall because they don't have to sell their stocks. That's something you guys need to realize. The stock market may not have that precipitous drop, but what can happen, though, is if we don't get rid of these guys, they can start really doing a major job on inflating the currency and basically monetize the debt. We can't allow them to do that. We have to make them pay off their own debt from the money they stole from us. But let me finish talking about the computer real quick. Because of the next 10 years, because of what's going on with the chemtrails and all of these immunizations that we talked about earlier and the flu shots, et cetera, we're going to have more immune disorders like Morgellons, autism. It's not going to end, Doug. It's going to get worse and worse and worse because people will – just get sicker and sicker and sicker. Now, one of the big things that are being taught in a lot of the universities was teaching kids to become what they call minimalists. I've got a friend of mine who, well, she's not my friend. She's one of Sharon's friends from high school, and her daughter just graduated, and she's a CPA, a finance major, and she has become a minimalist. She was taught this by the university. She only wants, you know, one set of clothes, one blanket, one chair to sit in, this kind of stuff, because they're teaching.
And those shipping container houses, you know. That's exactly right. It's crazy. Yeah.
I have another friend of mine who's specializing, who's working with FEMA to bring in shipping container houses. They're literally 400 and 500 square foot homes. That's what they are. Now, guys, if you think I'm kidding, I'm not kidding. This is where they're trying to take us in this socialism that they're taking us to. If we had not stopped this tie with Hillary Clinton, if she had gotten into the White House, Doug, we would not even have recognized this country after 8 more years. It's almost hard to recognize it now with grown men using little girls' bathrooms under this gay canyon in the White House. Guys, listen to me for a second. This was completely unacceptable, what we did with Obama. It was completely unacceptable with the Fast and Furious, and nothing happened to him. And with IRS Gate and Fast and Furious and all of the stuff that's been going on, and all these false flags that we've seen, and all these false flag shootings that we've seen. This is nuts. Now, I hope and I pray that all of this stuff stops when Donald Trump gets in. Now, so far, we have no chemtrails. Now, I don't know if Donald knew about the chemtrails and put a little note out, by the way, whoever's doing this is going to jail. You got to stop it. I don't know. That's being probably Pollyanna on my view, thinking this to come to an end before he's gotten into the White House. I don't know, Doug, but I'm enjoying breathing first for clean air for a long, long time. But guys, listen to me. This guy from this D-Wave Corporation, this Rose guy, said that he felt as though he was standing at the altar to an alien god. In this computer that operates at 270 degrees below zero. It says it's even got a heartbeat in it, pumping this refrigerant, this coolant through it. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, it actually lies inside of a black box inside of this computer. They don't even know, again, how this thing even works and how it ties in with parable dimensions. They don't understand how the interdimensional entities interface with it. They don't understand any of this stuff. They built it anyhow. It's like having a doomsday device. You get the plans to it, and you go, well, let's go ahead and build it and see what happens. Well, they did. They built it. Now, remember, it ties into plasma. It ties into ionized atmosphere. It ties into the interdimensional interface. Remember, the chemtrails can also detect exotic propulsion systems and technologies from supposedly alien spacecraft. So are we all tying this together now with the D-Wave computers? Are these D-Wave computers supposed to be bringing in other entities using scalar waves from other dimensions? I don't know, Doug. This whole thing is kind of crazy that we actually have other interdimensional beings that they want to have influence our dimension. And our government is basically cutting deals with them, so to speak, if you could look at it that kind of way. I mean, look at Podesta, look at Clinton, again, look at the bloodletting and all the stuff they do and these weird things they do. See, the military contractors, or, you know, who are doing all of these things, they're ultimately in control of our planet with this AI and the CIA and these sorcerers. We've got to understand this is what these guys are doing. We have to understand there's a $6 billion budget, what they're disclosing on CERN. It's probably much, much higher than that. We know that airplanes have fallen out of the sky when they've turned CERN on, that earthquakes have happened. We don't know what it's going to do to the magnetosphere around the planet, because we've already damaged it so much already with pulse, with the harp, blasting holes in the Van Allen radiation belt, which we talked about earlier. Okay, these psychopaths, they don't care. They don't care if they open up portals to their gods and these things come in and start affecting us. They don't care. This mythology that they're working with Shiva and all the stuff that Tom Horn talks about and Steve Quayle talks about, this stuff is very, very real. I mean, Steve Quayle says that he has a general who was there when they turned that thing on, if you remember, Doug, and a giant actually came through one of these gates. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. But they don't care what they bring in because, guys, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to make us realize that we're not supposed to be using zero-point energy, that we're not supposed to know about anti-gravity technology that was developed by the Nazis in the 40s. They don't want us to know they can actually put holograms in the atmosphere that's been loaded with barium now from all these chemtrails, and that they could have spaceships flying around that could be alien spaceships or our spaceships. They don't know. Even Trump mentioned the other day about the high-flying assets of the United States. They don't want us to know about scalar waves and scalar ships that can depend on time-space. You know, they don't want us to know what's going on. But here's what they do. they tell us what they're going to do to us, because this is the white magic component of this Luciferian doctrine. They want us to know what they're doing, because for some reason it helps to eliminate bad, quote, karma on the other side according to their beliefs. They're required to tell us that. That's why Hollywood is constantly telling you in the movies that are released and all of these things that they do, including Britney Spears' latest video, what they're doing to us. But here's the thing about these guys. They want our complicity, and they want our agreement with what they do. That's the true satanic way these guys believe. Okay, just torturing us and doing this to us isn't good enough. It's not good enough to try to take our soul. They want us to give it to them as a true sacrifice to Lucifer. I remember the other day I was watching this video with Angelina Jolie, and she was talking about her initiation into one of these groups and how they had tied her hands behind her back. This is her talking on the video, and the energy and the power that she got, and she allowed them this to do this stuff to her. I mean, this is some crazy stuff we got going on in Hollywood. I mean, this is exactly what Baal and Moloch wanted to have done in the Old Testament. He didn't want to come and take your children. He wanted you to take your children and lay them on the altar to pass them through the fire willingly. They wanted you to willingly participate and offer your children as a sacrifice to these guys. But again, after 150 years of being taught there is no God, that we're all from animals, that we're from slime, that the lightning hit a rock and became a human being later on. I mean, that's what they believe. That, you know, there's no evil, there's no religion. People have to put things back into context, because right now they have no contextual reality, Doug. When I talk to people about Christianity and what Jesus Christ did on the cross and what his blood does and what a scalar wave is and how we're saved by the blood of Christ and we're saved by his sacrifice, they don't even understand what I'm talking about. They have no understanding because they have no context, because they were told there is no God, there is no good, there is no evil. See, all of this stuff is part of what Lucifer has set up. This is what he loves. He loves all of this stuff because he wants to control our universe through this AI completely and totally, because he's already had all of us infected now with this Morgellons, these trackers, this heavy metal poisoning, and all of the stuff that we're doing with the GMO foods. It's so important that we stand in the aggregate and we go, no. When I was on your show back last spring and we were praying, people were saying to me, well, we need to pray that Hillary Clinton gets assassinated. I said, absolutely not. We don't want to pray that. I got emails of that. I said, what we have to do, we have to pray that she is exposed. And, you know, we've prayed that on your show and on my show. And when we pray together, our prayers are scalar waves, incredibly powerful waves that know no distance and time space. They're instantaneously throughout the entire universe when you pray. You literally challenge and change the fabric of time space when you pray. And when we prayed that Hillary Clinton would be exposed, look what happened. Look what God did. Look at the miracle that we saw. We actually have those emails getting released the week before. You say, well, that's how God did a miracle. Hey, God does many miracles in many, many different ways, Doug. If there's a flood, you're sitting on your house and somebody comes over to rescue you off the roof with a rowboat, and you ignore them because the angel didn't pick you up, or they come by and try to pick you up with a helicopter and you ignore them because the angel didn't come pick you up, and pretty soon you're swept away by the flood and you die and you're in heaven. Well, why didn't I get my miracle? Well, we sent you a boat. We sent you a helicopter. What do you want? Guys, God's ways are not our ways. It's mysterious the way he does things. He understands the full dimension of time-space. He's omnipresent. He knows what he's doing. That's why I told people the night of the election, Doug, I went to bed. I never watched the election on November the 8th. It was my birthday. We'd had a great day. We'd gone out to dinner. I turned a movie on at 8 o'clock. I went to bed at 10 o'clock. Never turned the TV on. Never turned the internet on, because I knew my God was able. We'd already prayed, and I wasn't going to allow that mainstream mess to mess with my faith. I wasn't going to allow it, the news people, to mess with my faith, because I knew that Trump was going to win that election, because we'd already prayed that Hillary gets exposed, and my God is able to do great above all things that we could possibly dream or ask of him, and I knew that Trump was going to win. That's why I went to bed. And I woke up the next morning, went to the bathroom, pulled my phone up, said, Trump won. I said, of course he did. That's it. Praise God. And I was so happy. Went over to hug Sharon. I thought, this is absolutely wonderful that we have a God like this, a God who created us, who gave us the ability to control the fabric of time-space by the words that we speak and by our actions, because we're connected to him through the Holy Spirit in his dimension, and he allows us part of his omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence, a tiny, tiny percentage of that, because that's why Lucifer is under our feet. That's why Satan has no authority over us, over me, over your family, over our families. But guys, listen to me. We have to take that authority over him. If somebody comes to your front door with a basket full of snakes, and they're all pit vipers, and they're all hissing and crawling around in this basket, and they say, here, sign for this. This is the delivery for you today. You have to sign for it. My response is, take your stupid basket of snakes and go somewhere else. I don't want your snakes. Get out. Get off my property before I get a shotgun. That's what we have to do with the devil. The Bible says if we resist him, he will flee. And guys, we have to understand the authority that we've been given in prayer, the dunamis of prayer, and the abilities that God has given us, Doug.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fantastic comparison. We have that authority through Jesus Christ. Absolutely, we do. You know,
that's
so
right.
And we have to, you know, but it's not the other thing you mentioned too. And a lot of people get this, get this confused. Well, you know, we have to solely rely on Jesus. No. I mean, we were given the ability, for example, to defend ourselves. We were given the ability to act in the physical while relying on the spiritual. But it's not mutually exclusive.
That's right.
Okay. I mean, you know, so to the people, and of course, this is up to you. All right. If you so choose to hold on to your Bible and do nothing but pray as the marauders come into your home, I guess that's up to you. Okay. However, God has given me and given all of us, I think, the ability and the means to defend ourselves, or at least the way to get the means to defend ourselves. So to me, and this is my personal opinion, but I strongly believe this, if you don't defend yourselves and your family, then and instead, you know, get down on your knees and believe that that is a way to go as a martyr. I don't know. I think to me that I don't agree with that. But that's just
let me tell you an interesting story.
Yeah.
Last summer I was at Glacier National Park in Montana. In fact, I did your show out of Montana, out of Kalispell. It was last August. And I remember we were climbing up to the top of Glacier. And I met a Mennonite family. They were like three men and three wives and a bunch of kids, and they were walking up the mountain with us. And I asked them, I said, you guys don't really believe in defending yourselves. Well, no, we don't. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, do you believe in hunting? Oh, yeah, we hunt. I said, so you have guns? Yes, we have guns. I said, let me ask you a question. So I asked, it was interesting. I asked the young guy, he was this older guy's son, and I said to the young guy, if someone broke into your house and they were raping your wife and children, and they told you when they got done raping them they were going to kill all of you, would you shoot them? Would you allow them to rape your family and kill you? And the young guy goes, I would allow them to rape my family and kill me and my family. And the old guy sitting there, the guy's like 65 years old, and I looked at him and I said, what do you think? He goes, I would blow their head off. That's what he said. And they got into this big argument right there in front of me. And the guy goes, look, you know, you can't let them rape and kill your family. You can't do that. And the other guy goes, well, yes, you can. The guy goes, no, you can't. So there's this conflict going right there with the Mennonites. They didn't have the clear definition of what they would and wouldn't do in the event somebody broke in and was going to rape and kill their family. So, guys, listen to me for a second. That decision has to be decided before it happens. Let me tell you another story. Years ago, I had this really wealthy couple that I knew. They were one of the promoters of these big seminars I was involved in, and they were very wealthy. And I remember one day we were going up to North Carolina for something, a seminar or whatever, and the wife asked if she could ride up to High Point. That's back when, this is like 25 years ago, when they still had a lot of furniture being built in North Carolina. And she asked me, yes, can you ride up there with us? And so I had a video by Stanford Strong. It was Stanford Strong. He was an investigator like you, Doug. And it was called Strong Against Crime. And he said in this video, he goes, if you have not prepared for what you would do if you have a home invasion, it's going to go badly for you. And he starts talking about what you have to do in the preparation of what would happen if you got invaded, if somebody came into your house wanting to kill you. And I remember this woman was watching this video, and she walked up to the TV and she turns it off. She goes, that's negative. I'm not going to watch it. I said, okay, whatever. It wasn't 2 years later, they moved down into the Caribbean, into the islands down there, and bought a huge home on the water. And two guys broke into their house when her husband wasn't home and held them for 6 hours at gunpoint. True story.
Wow.
True. And it messed her up. The girl already had some psychological issues anyhow, but she got really messed up from this and walked around with this giant attack dog everywhere she went for 15 years after that. I mean, one of these 180-pound attack dogs. I mean, he had a doctor's note that she could take it into a mall with her, on an airplane with her, wherever she went. She took this attack dog because she was so terrified of what happened to her in that house, with what she would never tell me exactly what happened. I don't know what happened. She may have had horrible things done to her. I don't know. But the point is this. Guys, we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of sound mind. And I realize that prayer is our primary weapon. I got that. Okay. I understand that. But nobody's messing with me or my family. Nobody's messing with my children. Guys, I'm an alpha male, in case you couldn't tell. So's Austin, so's Doug. I mean, nobody's going to come into my house and threaten to kill me and my family if I'm armed and me not doing anything about it. Not going to happen. Okay. So we have to understand something. We have not been given a spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind. We have got to understand that we've got to take a stand for Jesus Christ in our life. Now, it ends up being we end up getting martyred in a FEMA camp or whatever happens to us, whatever. That's okay, too, because they can't take away our soul, because we're not going to give that to them. They can't do that because our soul is already connected to God and His dimension through the Holy Spirit, and when we die, we immediately belong to Him. So, guys, listen to me for a second. They have no authority over you. That's why the Bible, that's why Jesus said, death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? Jesus delivered us from that. We no longer have to be concerned about death or having these guys do this stuff to us. But guys, listen to me. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord and I'm going to protect my family. And guys, we have to have that mindset. If one of these gangs out of South America or Mexico come into your house, they're not there to play with you and your family. They're not there to do tiddlywinks. They're there to come to rob, kill, steal, and destroy, just like Lucifer does, and you've got to take authority over that. If that means you've got to use a gun, use a gun. Protect yourself, protect your family, and don't let somebody else make you a victim. That's how I look at it, Doug.
And that's a very Christian, with, you know, those people who say, well, turn the other cheek, that's the Christian response. Well, I think people take that to the extreme. Okay, certainly, well.
Life and death situations are not that
kind
of
situation. No matter, you know what, Ted, I'm sitting here thinking about this, I'm going through these, because I guarantee you, I will get emails saying, blogs will write, you know, I can't believe, look what this faithless man said, this pseudo-Christian, this fake Christian, this doom porn guy. So regardless, but to me,
I believe prayer is the most important thing, Doug. I'm a prayer warrior. I pray every single day. But guys, listen to me for a second. We have been praying for years and years and years. We had to go out and vote for Trump. We couldn't sit around and let Hillary win. We had to be proactive. You've been taught for too long that you could sit around and do nothing, and it's going to be okay. Yeah. Guys, I know we're going to get to heaven. I got all that. But here's the thing. I also know that no one's going to attack me and my family. I got that. And if you're an alpha male, you feel the exact same way. Ladies, if you're married to a guy like that, feel rest assured that he's not going to allow anybody to hurt you or the kids. See, that's what we have to be as Christians. We have to take a stand for what we believe in, Doug. Now, I would rather pray for somebody. I would rather try to get them saved. If it's a minor thing and someone gives me an insult, I'm going to basically walk away and just laugh at them and not say anything back to them and say, I'm good, I got to go, so to speak, turn the other cheek. I'm good with that. But when it's a life and death situation and they're threatening my family, I can't do that, Doug. I won't allow myself to do that because the Bible says that the man is the head of the household and we are here to help protect the woman and the kids. I mean, we can't allow ourselves to be a poor husband and a poor example as a Christian man by being a wimp. And I'm sorry, if you guys want to be a wimp,
that's right.
Knock yourself out. That ain't me. I'm not going to be that way. That's just how the life works in my end.
Yeah. And I don't understand anyone who would feel, you know, that way. Then how do you feel about the mass abortion, the mass killing of unborn babies? You just going to allow that? We'll just pray that away.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, no, man.
We've got to believe God. He's going to deliver us from all of this mess.
We got about 2 minutes left, brother. This program went by very quickly. Minutes left. It's all yours, man.
Well, you know, also I want people to realize is this, you know, and we talked about this earlier in the show, you know, your physical body is really important. The Bible says, don't you know that ye yourselves are God's temple and his spirit lives within you? And if you destroy God's temple, he will destroy you. Now, I don't believe he's going to come down and hit you with a lightning bolt. I don't believe that. What I believe he means by that is that the principles of his word, you know, don't eat pork, don't eat shellfish, don't do this stuff, don't, you know, basically don't do the things you know that are bad for you. Those are the things that are going to come back and get you. Because he tells you in the Old Testament that if you do certain things, you're going to come down with these long and lingering diseases, which we believe that he was talking about cancer with that. So all of these different diseases have been around for a long, long time. And God warned us what to do and what not to do to avoid these things. Just like, you know, we need to realize that, you know, good preparation makes sense. It's not because I have a lack of faith that I have a backup generator. I live in Florida. We have hurricanes come through here and thunderstorms that always knock out the power multiple times a year, and I don't want my food to go bad in my refrigerator or my freezer. It's not because of a lack of faith. It's because I'm preparation, because I'm preparing for what could happen. Guys, all of us need to have a preparation mindset, not to walk in fear, but to walk in the understanding that God is capable and able to deliver us from all things. But we need to do our part. There's an old German plaque that's on my wall in my office. My grandmother made it back in the 1800s. And it says, Zwei Leben stutzen brechen nie, Gebet und Arbeit heißen sie. And with those two things, what it says is there's two fundamental principles in life that can never be broken. Two principles of life that can never be broken. They are called prayer and work. And guys, that's what we have to do. We have to pray like it's all up to God, and we've got to work like it's all up to us, and God will find the balance there in the middle, which will allow you to do the things that you want to do with your life. I guarantee you he will do that if you seek his will for your life.
Amen, brother. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. Our thanks to Ted, his wife Sharon, and Austin. Incredible. If you didn't hear the entire broadcast, go back and check it out. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. Special thanks 16 is the promo code. Promo code thanks 16 for 10% off. Unless the next 3 seconds you get there right now, then it's 100% off. Oh, time's up. 10% off. Thanks 16. Healthmasters.com. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Doug. Looking forward to it.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Starting off next week, folks, Tom Horn and Steve Quayle on Monday. God bless.